It's asking us to move along, to open up our hearts to a different way. Right here on the Oldies Station, you're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Sarah all across the nation at 866-972-7247. And we're so glad to be talking to all of you, and we're really excited to be broadcasting on 95.3, 95.9, 96.9, 106.9, 104.3 in Miami, and 104.7 in HD3 and 103.1 HD3. My goodness, we definitely get around, and we're so glad to be here in our show and talk to everyone all across this nation. But at this very minute for our show, we've got to change gears from our callers, and we've got to have a conversation with someone who knows a little something about the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, and everything. And she's been a part of this experience for, I don't know, a couple of years now. I think we might be coming on our third year here. And I know it's our 752nd live show. Is that where we are? That seems like a lot of shows, but that's where we are. 752nd live shows here on the Oldies Station and national radio. We've got to go to our friend in Boston. I've got Stacy Holler on the line. Stacy, how are you tonight?
As always, so happy to join you, Sarah.
Good to have you. My goodness. So, has spring sprung in Boston?
Well, I will say the daffodils are coming up. So that's encouraging us. It's not kind of jiving with the weather. It was in the 40s today. So I'm hopeful. Spring is all about hope on what's coming, right? So
right.
I got a little bit of that going on here.
I hear the song in my head, please come to Boston in the springtime. Right? So
I think because I sung that to you before, so that might be why you're thinking about it.
And obviously I don't listen very well because I have not come to Boston yet. So we're still waiting for that to happen. Don't hold your breath, honey, because I got a lot going on here in South Florida. But thank you so much for making the trip down to sunny South Florida. I know we got to spend a little time together, not as much as we had liked, but thank you. Oh, 763rd show. Well, see, I don't even know what I'm looking at, right? 763 shows. I'm shorting myself like 10 shows. Goodness gracious.
And I think it's been more than 3 years with you and me on the show, too. So we're going to have to check that number out.
We're going to have to do our math here, but time is flying. It seemed like just the other day you were like, okay, everybody, Happy New Year. This is what's coming. And now we're like, Happy April. And besides daffodils coming, you better be telling us there's some other things coming up besides roses, because it's a little bit crazy out there in the world, Miss Stacy. So tell us what to expect and where the planets are and how it's influencing humanity. And then, of course, let's rock around the clock and see how it's impacting everyone. What you got for me?
Oh, boy, that's a lot. All
right.
That's a lot. First, let me say we do have a little reprieve coming. Given it's only a couple of weeks, but we're going to have a couple of weeks at the end of this month where no planets are in retrograde. So the good news, now, this Mercury retrograde has been a little brutal for me. I don't know about you. I've had everything from losing a credit card to credit card fraud to Zoom calls dropping. Every Mercury retrograde that could happen, I've been experiencing, and I'm sure many of you have too. Well, Mercury's going to go direct on Monday the 7th. Now, we'll still have some of a shadow, but the main powerful part will start to ease up. So there's a little good news.
Good.
And Venus, which has also been in retrograde, and that has to do with our love relationships. Also, finances falls under Venus's gaze. Venus is going to go direct on the 12th. So if you've been reconsidering, thinking about relationships, little bumps in the road, trying to figure things out, that should kind of ease up. So with Mercury going direct on the 7th and Venus going direct on the 12th, we got no other retrogrades. At least we won't have to think about it until May. So there's a little reprieve for us.
Good.
Now, the other thing you mentioned, the world of what we're feeling. So I want to talk to everybody about their personal monthly horoscope, and we'll talk about what that is. But since you mentioned the world, this is one thing that I know we're all seeing, you know, the outer planets are the big ones that affect all of us globally on a big scale. And we've talked about Pluto, the planet of transition, death and rebirth. Pluto likes to blow things up in a powerful way.
Right.
And Pluto has been in Aquarius. And Aquarius is an air sign. So when we're seeing tornadoes and issues with planes in the sky, a lot of that has to do with Pluto being an Aquarius energy. And when this week, when we saw the earthquake, we talked about Uranus, which is the planet that kind of throws bombs at us from out of the blue. The one planet we really have no control over its energies is in Taurus, which is the Earth. And it's causing us some earthquakes. So some of the things that we're all watching, we could see what the energies are in the sky. I thought I would add that since you brought up what's going on in the world.
Yes, because it's so much. And people feel very overwhelmed because they're, you know, it's 1 minute we're seeing the earthquake. And then, you know, I heard something about there was a problem with the submarine in Egypt. Something happened with that. And it's just like there's so much coming around. Everyone, they don't know which way to look, and it's starting to become overwhelming, and people are really starting to short circuit. I just find that people are becoming feeling very edgy, concerned, almost anxiety, worried. You know, we're having lots of conversations, you know, about flying and, you know, should I fly? When should I fly? Is it safe to fly? And, you know, it's still safer to fly in an airplane than it is probably in driving on some of our highways. But it's just it's if something could happen to a plane in the moment of, you know, a technical problem, it doesn't mean they have to crash, but we could have some technical problems. I would imagine this is the window of time that that's going to just become more noticeable. Is that correct?
Yes, it's just powerful energy. And we all have to remember we're each on our own journey. And we're each fulfilling our own path. And our path doesn't necessarily mean we're going to get caught in any one of these situations. So what we want to focus on is our life. But sometimes that's what we call mundane astrology. And that is when you see some of it actualizing on a big scale on the planet in a very societal way. Just like we've been talking about our country figuring out who are we. And who do we want to be? So those are all the bigger things that are going on. But I think for us, in order to navigate and keep our sanity, because we can't control some of that, we want to look at our own lives and be an authentic selves, which brings around to April being the very first month of the zodiac. So it's a time of starts. And it's about Aries, which is about ourselves and our authentic selves. So that's why when we're going to take a look at everybody's sign and what April is for you, we always look at the moon, the full moons and the new moons. That's the moon affects us mostly on a day-to-day basis in our horoscopes. And for the month, it's the full moon and the new moon that tells us how what has been going on with what we're working on and what do we want to. The new moon is a time for us to envision. So when we look around the zodiac clock and we're going to rock around it, I want to talk to each of you in your signs about what's going on in the full moon, which is on the 12th in Libra, and that's the culmination of whatever you were envisioning last October when the new moon was in Libra. And on the 27th we have a new moon in Taurus, and that's going to be what you need to envision and what you want in your next 6 months. And what we do when we look at the signs is we figure out, well, where is the moon in my chart? What part of my life? So I'm going to walk you through all. Listen to your sign, your sun sign, or your rising sign. With many of us, if you know your rising sign, that resonates even more, depending on your natal chart. And we'll see where the focus is, where you're having a culmination, and where you should be focusing on and envisioning. Because those are the things that we can participate in. So what do you think, Sarah? Should we go for it?
Yes, let's rock around the astrology chart and see what's going on.
So we'll start with Aries. And happy birthday, Aries. Now, the full moon for you, which is on the 12th, that's in your house of relationships, your close relationships, your business partners, your intimate relationships. So whatever you've been working on and however you envision those relationships to be in October, this full moon will tell you where you're at. And remember, full moons could bring us surprises and twists and turns sometimes. And for you, Aries, the new moon for you, it's all about money and financial planning. So it's definitely the time for you to start putting a new budget together. And you could also come up with new ways of bringing in money and making money. Now, Taurus, this full moon for you is all about your daily routines. So if you've been working on getting your act together with your health, now's the time to get those appointments with the doctors or your holistic healer. And now's the time to figure out what are you going to do on a daily basis to improve the quality of your life. The new moon for you is in your first house, and that's all about personally resetting. It's a new beginning for you. Where do you want to have your growth that's to your true self in the next 6 months? Now, Gemini, this full moon is in your house of creativity. So if you've been working on some artistic or talents that you've had, now is the time it could come to see what how this is coming to fruition if you've been working on it for the last 6 months. It's also the house of romance, so something could spark up there. And it's also the house of children, so there could be news about that too. Now, the new moon for you, Gemini, that's in your house of healing, of spirituality. So it's a time to really look inside, work on letting go what you need to let go, and do some inner healing. Cancer, the full moon for you is all about home and family. So if you're thinking about a move, maybe something will appear on that day for you, or an opportunity, or making renovations in your house. Or even more importantly, since it's in Libra, your family dynamics. How has it been working within your family? And you need to address something that needs to be made right. The new moon for you, Cancer, is about friends, community. What groups? Who do you want to be with? Who is not working for you anymore? It's a good time to set your goals. Now, Leo, the full moon for you is in your house of communications and projects. So if you've been working on a project, it could come to fruition. Something, or you could finally begin to kick something off that you've been thinking about for a while. And the new moon for you, Leo, that's about career. If you want to start to look for a new job, this is when you want to start envisioning it. If you want a promotion, think about how you're going to go about getting there and shining your light. So now it's your intentions are on what is your next move in your career. Virgo, the full moon for you, it's about money. It's a great time on this full moon to finalize that budget, look at your money and your debts, and guess what? Tax time, make sure you get your taxes in. The new moon for you, Virgo, is about exploring the world. This is a time for you to go on an adventure, plan a trip, look at something to study, broaden your horizons. How are you going to do that in the next 6 months? Now, Libra, for you, the full moon, that's all about you. It's in the first house. It's a time to look at yourself and see how have you grown in the last 6 months? What was your goals? And your new moon, Libra, is in the eighth house, and that's the house of transformation. It's also the house of shared resources. So if you have shared financial situations with others, now's a good time to plan or replan that. Take a look at your intimate relationships. Where do you want them to be in 6 months? Are you going to stay? Are you going to go? You want to think about that. Now, Scorpio, your full moon is in your house of healing. So it is time to just let go of the past things that you need to let go of. It's a time to look inside. Good time to meditate on this full moon. And your new moon is about your partnerships, your close relationships. So that could be either business or maybe you're deciding, am I going to move forward in this? Am I going to leap and take the marriage turn here, or do I need to make a change? Now, Sag, the full moon for you is in your house of friends and associations and community. So if you've been morphing to new people over the past 6 months, or you've decided some people are not going to be part of going forward, now is the time to really make that change. And the new moon for you is all about your daily routines. So think about your wellness. Plan how you're going to take care of your health. If your house and your things aren't in order, this is the time to get organized and plan on that. In Capricorn, the full moon for you, it's in your house of career, Capricorn. So something could trigger on this full moon, maybe a new opportunity for you, or maybe some sort of recognition, or the light goes off about what you really want to be doing. So then on the new moon, that's all about your talents and your creativity and what are your intentions are. How do you want to act on the passions of what you really want to be doing? It also is the house of children. So if you're thinking about children, this could be a time to start planning for that too. Now, Aquarius, your full moon, that's in your house of education, studying, travel. It's also the house of the media. So it's a time that something could really come to fruition for you there or plan your next trip. And your new moon is about home and family. So what do you want your home to look like in the next 6 months? Are you going to plan a move? Are you going to make that renovation? You've been talking about somebody, maybe a family member moving in with you or moving out. This is a time to take a look at all that. And then Pisces, the full moon for you, it's about your shared resources. It's about your deep, intimate relationships. But it's really pointing to look at those financial partnerships that you have and the emotional deep relationships you have and where you've come in the last 6 months in that regard. And your new moon is in your house of communications, of learning, of expressing your ideas. If you're going to write that book or do a blog or put something out there or get involved in your neighborhood, that's also the third house. That would be a great time to make those plans too. So while we have all these other things spinning around us that we can't really control, we're still each on our own journey to make progress in our own personal plans, in what we're supposed to be doing here. I heard you talk about people want to know what your purpose is. It's to grow, to learn. And what this tells us every month is what areas the universe is telling us to take a look at and focus on.
Well, it sounds like we're going to all have quite a lot to handle in these next few months, and some choices in the between the new moon and the full moon. It sounds like a lot of people are going to be elevating themselves, and sounds like you told quite a bit of people to kind of go inside and meditate and be still so they can listen to that inner voice, because we know our guides and our angels are always here to help us. Even if we feel like they didn't hear us or they're ignoring us, they're always here to assist us.
Absolutely. And, you know, the best advice I could ever give anybody in anything related to life is listen to your gut. And what is your gut? It's your intuition. It's your guides. It's the information that is being given to you. And people call it many different things. And Sarah, you talk about it a lot because that's where we get our messages, right? That's where we get the understanding and we could keep ourselves centered. So I think it's important for everyone to be quiet at some point, take a deep breath, look inside, ask for guidance. And as you've been saying all evening, Sarah, we got plenty of help from the other side if we ask.
Plenty of help to assist us. And we have to just look for the clues. Stacey, we're really glad to have you join us every beginning of the month to tune us in to what the month has for us. And if any of our listeners would love to have a session, which I strongly advise, you can visit Stacey at destinyinthestars.com. And there you can find out about her charts and how she works with you. Stacey, you want to tell everyone a little bit about what it's like to have a personal session?
A personal session, initially, if you've never had your natal chart or birth chart done, it's really a wonderful session to uncover and answer some of the questions about why are you here? Why did you choose this life? Why did you choose the people that you're with? and talk to the types of things you plan for yourself with God to deal with in this life and what your journey is about and what you brought in with you to help you on the journey and what challenges you might come, because we've all come equipped to overcome all our challenges. So it's looking kind of at your plan and the blueprint for this life. And then a solar reading is on your birthday. You trigger a whole new chart for that year. And those readings talk about, what's this year going to be about? What am I going to be faced with this year? What do I need to overcome? How do I navigate what's coming? Am I going to move, get a new job? So we look at that. And then there are many other readings. I do compatibility readings. I do many readings for children and babies. And it's a great gift to a parent when their child is born to look at their natal chart. And there we talk about what talents your baby is brought in with. What do you want to nurture and take a look at and really understand some of their personality before you even knew they had a personality?
Yes.
So there are many different types of readings just to give us insights and help us navigate. And really, Sarah, what you find out is a lot of this we all know, but it's great to get confirmation many times, too.
It's good to get confirmation. Well, Stacy, we greatly appreciate you. Those of you listening, we'd love for you to visit destinyinthestars.com and have your personal session with Stacy. I know it'll make a difference and really change your life and your perspective for 2025. Well, thank you, Stacy. Have a great night, and we will chat and rock around the astrological clock in May. Can't wait to see what's going to be happening then. Thank you, Stacy. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, Sarah. Talk to you next month.
Bye for now.